Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, we've been hearing today from surrogates for the leading Democratic campaigns, and we're joined now by Congressman Ro Khanna of California, who is supporting Bernie Sanders for president. He's on Skype. Congressman, welcome back.
Great to be on the program.
Well, and before we get to the political news, I just want to ask you about the other big news, which is the coronavirus. The first case of community spread took place near your district in Northern California. Do you think your state and the country are prepared right now to handle a full-blown outbreak?
We're not. We need to do more. The first thing we need to do is to get an inexpensive diagnostic test out there to healthcare providers everywhere in the country. I mean, as you know, right now, only about 500 people have been tested. It has to go through the CDC, and we don't have the means to get people tested. The second thing we need to do is make sure we're investing in vaccines or antivirals so that we have the best possible treatment. And finally, I think we need to have some policy on paid sick leave in this country. I mean, we want people to be paid and stay at home if they're sick and not coming to work where these things spread. So we have a lot of work still to do.
But that's not something that could be done right away anyway, right? The paid sick leave part of it.
The paid sick leave can't be done right away. What I would say we should do right away is pass $15 billion, give it to the CDC, give it to NIH, and have them focus on getting a cheap, inexpensive diagnostic. That, I think, can be done, making sure that they have the proper protection for healthcare workers who may deal with the coronavirus, and putting as much funding as they deem, as the scientists and doctors tell us, for potential cures, or at least potential ways to mitigate the impacts of the disease.
Turning to politics in the presidential race, what do you think Pete Buttigieg getting out of the race means for your candidate, Senator Sanders?
Well, first of all, let me just congratulate Pete Buttigieg. He was a trailblazer. He did something pretty remarkable as a 38-year-old gay American to make it this far. And I think he has left us a better country because of his race. If you look at the polling in Morning Consult, his voters, some of them are for Biden, some of them are for Warren, some of them are for Bernie. So I think it's going to be for each candidate to make the case to them. They won't go to one candidate automatically.
What do you think success will look like for Bernie Sanders tomorrow?
Having the delegate lead, obviously, I'd like the lead to be as big as possible. I'm very confident he will emerge with the delegate lead. It's important to realize that California's count could take a couple of weeks because we count absentee ballots. So I imagine that whatever the count tomorrow isn't going to be even fully indicative of what his lead is. But as long as he's in the lead, I will be happy.
But will he have to win in more places than just California tomorrow?
Of course he will. And I think he will. I think he's going to do very well in Texas. He's going to do very well in Virginia. There are a number of states where he's going to do very well. But, you know, I'm a little biased because I represent Silicon Valley in California, and I hope my home state gives him the biggest margin.
Let me ask you one more thing, which is obviously Senator Sanders' signature proposal is Medicare for all. Do you think, as a member of Congress, and you see how difficult it is to get things passed in Washington, do you really think that enough members of Congress, members of the Senate, would vote to take away the private health insurance that so many Americans have in order to replace it with Medicare for all?
Well, that's actually not what the bill does. The bill extends Medicare to everyone. It allows for supplemental private insurance. So it's a myth that the bill takes away anything. What it's doing is offering everyone health care, Medicare, improved Medicare, which covers long-term care, vision, dental. And I do think there are already a majority of the House Democrats who would vote for it. I mean, I think if you were sitting in 1932 and you asked people, did you believe that FDR would get the Social Security Act in 1935? Very few people would have been able to predict that. So my view is if Bernie Sanders actually becomes president, the political forces that would unleash would build the majority to get that done. In a negative sense, we've seen that with Donald Trump. I mean, his election transformed the Republican Party into his image. And so I think if Bernie Sanders wins, a lot of his policies will be things that members of Congress will support and their constituents will expect them to support.
Just to be clear, though, the plan that Senator Sanders offers would take people off their current health care plan.
What the plan would do is it would provide Medicare for everyone. Currently under Medicare, if you're over 65, you can't get duplicative private insurance. That's the current law. So if you're 67 and you're on Medicare, you can get private insurance, but it has to be supplemental. And what Senator Sanders does is extend that to everyone. So if you're 55, you have to enroll in Medicare. You get Medicare. If you don't like what you get from the federal government without premiums, without copays, without deductibles, you're free to still get private insurance under his plan.
That is Congressman Ro Khanna of California, who is supporting Bernie Sanders for president. Congressman, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.